From Sincerely, by V, #46D Uck in Selfridges. I'm in class every morning this Ramadan, and in today's class, someone asked about manifestation and the law of attraction in Islam. Basically, there's no such thing. You want something, you work hard for it, and you make dua that you get it, but God decides. That's not the point of my story, though. That word manifest gives me the goosebumps, because I used it a lot. Manifest, and it will happen, I would tell younger entrepreneurs. And I have this one story I'd like to share about D-Uck. As you know, D-Uck was my baby and I loved it very much. I dedicated 10 years of my life for it. It was owned by Fadza and I for a good few years. It was our profitable gold mine, Alhamdulillah. When a big investor came in, they wanted D-Uck to be owned by FV Group, meaning FV will buy D-Uck, with the vision that FV would be the mothership. We agreed to sell D-Uck to FV. We didn't take cash for it. It was a share swap, so for giving D-Uck to FV, Fadza and I got more shares in FV. Throughout all the above, I didn't mind a single bit about the ownership. Whether I owned 100% of D-Uck or 10% of it, it was secondary to me. It was truly about building amazing brands and the joy of seeing it grow and grow. The true joy of entrepreneurship. There were many milestones of D-Uck, but I'd like to share one that I've never shared before. For the very first time, I'm announcing it here. D-Uck was going to be stocked in Selfridges, London. Selfridges has never sold hijab before, let alone have a Muslim modest fashion brand on their floors. It was always about the West, but D-Uck was about to change that. D-Uck would have been the first hijab brand in the world to be sold in Selfridges, making history. It would have changed the perception of Islamic fashion, and it would have been such a win for the Malaysian fashion industry. It took me 2 years, I think, to pitch my way in, especially hard because of the distance. Online calls could never give the same impact, so I would rush to fly 13 hours to London when they said they could meet me in person.